Let Me Upgrade You is right. By the way, at the UNF tailgate on Sunday, Coach Matthew Driscoll was talking to the crowd and said, have any of y'all heard about Beyonce? There's that song, Let Me Upgrade You, because one of the prizes was an upgraded set of tickets. And I was like, that's the theme of our show!
Did anyone care?
No, nobody cares.
No.
Nobody ever cares.
They also put that show.
No, they actually, I didn't scream and I was trying not to take away from the attention, but it got me really excited, you know, and then I, of course, have the song in my head all day. Welcome to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes. We are live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria, Bay Meadows and 295 in the Public Shopping Center. I have tons of specials to tell you about, so listen closely. Dollar draft pints, half-price 10-inch pizza, $10 for a 10-inch pizza and 10 wings, half-off bottled beer and wine, and dollar Yinglings and dollar Bud Light. So
wow.
If you can't find a special in that list, I'm not sure what you're selecting. There's
I'm already
so many
eating.
Things.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good, Donna. You're about to tell everyone how delicious it is, right?
That bread is that is so good. Yeah.
Ah, dang.
You taste that garlic. That is good.
Delicious. All right. So coming up, as Frank said, we have Jaguars safety Sergio Brown. He will be joining us around 7:30. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have tons of topics. We have our studs and duds for the week. We're going to talk about everything from J.J. Watt to the Patriots, of course, our upcoming opponents. And then there's a fun event that we're going to take part of October 15th. That's a Thursday with the Jaguars Women's Association that we'll tell you about as well. So as we get started, ladies, let's talk about that win.
Holy cow. I was sitting in the press box, and I was next to T-Wig, and I leaned over. There were probably like 3 minutes left, and I was like, I whispered, I was like, what if we win this game? Because I was, like, I didn't want to say the word out loud.
Sure.
And in the press box, you're not allowed to cheer. And I wasn't cheering, but I'd be like, oh, like, I was, like, making noises because I was getting excited. But I was still nervous because, you know, there was just that small chance that it wouldn't happen. But gosh, what a good game.
Did anybody
what
cheer in the press
game.
Box, by the way? Did you hear anything
there
muffled?
Weren't cheers, but there are always, like, oh, or, like, there are always, like, noises. No one's just sitting there silent, like, staring at the game. You know,
but did
like,
you
people
leave?
Get into it.
Did you leave a little early? Because I know it takes time to get down there, and you want to be in the, you know, the press room beforehand. Did you leave before the kick?
No.
No, you stayed?
No. I stayed for the whole thing. I wanted to watch the whole game.
Yeah.
Especially because sometimes the last 2 minutes are very critical. And what if I would have missed something? That would have been big.
But that's how I thought about the whole game. That every moment was critical.
Oh, my gosh. It was. It really was. It was a real NFL game.
That it was.
There was no, like, oh, the Dolphins are up by 23 points and the Jaguars have yet to score. It wasn't that. It was back and forth.
Really a great showing, I think, on both sides of the ball. I think it's one of the first times we've seen in years where both sides of the ball actually came together and collectively played well. Mm-hmm. For the first half, anyways. The second half was a little rough for me, and I thought they were going to screw it up at the end. They had five straight punts, and then they finally scored that, you know, that field goal in the late fourth. But it was a great, great win.
There was that feeling, I think, in the stadium where it was like, all right, whatever you were doing in the first half when we were playing well, mm-hmm. do that again. Because even if you don't believe in superstition, it was like, I'm not sure that we can pull this out. It's not going the way that we wanted it to go. Donna, were you at home watching?
I was at home watching, and luckily the little man was asleep the entire game.
Wow.
So I got to enjoy it and watch without any distractions.
That's like the world's longest nap, isn't it?
Seriously.
Well, that's why he was up all night. He was a 3.5-hour nap. But I'm telling you, I was so much more excited and enthusiastic about watching that game than I was about watching the Pats game at 1 o'clock. I mean, I was jumping up and down, waving my arms around, cheering. It was so exciting. Now, granted, I've been spoiled the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. So this is something new to see this team play this way. And right. I was just out of my mind excited. It was so much fun. Yeah, except for, you know, in the second half, the offense was like, hello.
Sputtered a bit.
Where'd you go? But, yeah, it was great.
I thought there were so many players who made such an impact that it was the first time I feel like that we were able to look around and go, not just this season, but even with last season, and go, wow, I could name like 10 players that had what I would call like the player of the game almost type of status. And last season, I feel like it wasn't exactly like that. Even when we did win, it was always like kind of one player that stood out. So, I mean, if I was Gus and trying to give the game ball to one player, it would have been really tough. I know that Jason Myers is nominated for an award this week, the kicker. He kicked the longest field goal in the NFL so far in 2015. Granted, we're only two games in, but still, 58 yards when you're a first-year player, to me is incredible. When you know you have the entire stadium, the entire city, and really Northeast Florida, not South Florida, obviously, but Northeast Florida kind of on your back because you didn't play that great of a game last week. And then just, to me, the defense, it was like, it was just so exciting. Every play, they were flying around the ball. They were making plays that we saw them make in the preseason and we expected to have last week. And not that the defense had a bad game last week against the Panthers, but it was just, it was like lights out, fired up football. It was almost like the coaches, you know, reamed them out during the week, or maybe they had like a players only meeting and were like, this is not what I want to go through. I was here last year when we were miserable, and it is awful to come into that locker room every day and face people like Amanda in the media.
Answer my question.
Yeah, and it really is, though. Think about it. It's like your department at work, for people who don't play football, you know, doesn't perform well on a day-to-day basis. And every single day, there's someone, except Tuesdays, every single day, there's someone going, well, what? How can you explain this? How are you going to get better?
Why are you so bad?
Right.
Yeah. That's like the worst question ever.
Yeah.
Why are you terrible?
And then
no one wants to answer that question.
Right. And then for them, it's in the public, too. You know, I mean, there's a camera on you when you're answering those questions. And there's people who religiously log on to Jaguars.com or listen to 1010X on 92.5 FM to hear what their responses are.
Right.
And then they get mad if they're not, you know, angry enough. And so I think last week really showed that they believe in themselves and they knew that they could do way better than they did against the Panthers. Let's just be serious.
And they did.
And
they did.
A couple stats for you. So the Jaguars did not let up a single sack for the first time in 25 games. It's also the first time the team has been 500 since 2011.
Wow.
And if the season ended today, Jaguars would be in the playoffs, baby.
Yeah, that's
would be
true.
In the playoffs.
Jaguars. Well, if it ended today, that would be bad.
Why is that?
Why?
It's only week two. You want the season to be over?
Don't worry about semantics.
Oh my god.
Be in the playoffs.
No, but I think the one sack, like you said, about not allowing a sack for a team whose offensive line has struggled so mightily, and for the fact that our starting left tackle was not in that game and they didn't allow it for a sack. Now I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think Sam Young should start every single game. However, for him to step up, and especially against a really strong defensive line, Brandon Linder had a phenomenal game in that inside playing against Ndamukong Suh. That was a matchup that we talked about last week, and I was like, good grief. Good, you know, just God help them. They really amazed me at what they were able to do. Right. And
owned him.
And that was, that obviously established time in the pocket for Blake. And of course, he also used his head and he made some runs when he was in trouble.
Right.
And then receivers catching the ball. Now, there were some drops, but as we found out today, there are reasons for those drops.
Right.
Wide receiver Rashad Green, as we'll talk about later in our injury update brought to you by Farrah and Farrah, he had to undergo surgery today.
Yeah.
Surgery on a finger, by the way, just does not sound pleasant.
I know, especially
not
on
any
surgery.
But.
And we don't know specifically if he injured his thumb before those drops, but I would imagine that he felt some pain and then just tried to play through it, and that's what it was, which is unfortunate, but at least there is an excuse for it. It's not just, well, I didn't catch the ball.
Right.
But it is, you know, it's not good news to hear that there's another injury.
No, to me, the only good part was the fact that we were able to re-sign Brian Walters, who has been with the team, knows the system.
He's a reliable target.
Yeah, and he's had great hands.
Yes.
And Marquise Lee is back. As you heard in Amanda's update right before our show started, Gus talked about him and his ability to come back. Marquise is a game changer. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that, you know, on every show on 1010. The thing is, he hasn't been healthy enough to be able to really get the fans as excited as I feel like they could be about him. And felt like that.
He has more rushing yards than DeMarco Murray. That's
Take
an amazing
stat.
That is cool.
But yeah, so we are live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. I will repeat the specials in case you are on your way here. Dollar draft pints, half price 10-inch pizza, $10 for a 10-inch pizza and 10 wings, half bottle beer and wine, half off bottle beer and wine, dollar Yinglings and dollar Bud Light. So if that's not enough to get you here, although I'm not sure that there's many more seats in this place, it has gotten filled up very quickly, but there is a really nice expanded and renovated bar here. We're at Bay Meadows and 295, just off of 295. So Bay Meadows, just off of 295 in the Publix Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. And Sergio Brown, Jaguar Safety, will be our guest. We have tons of topics to get to. We thank you for listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010X on 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes, live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. I thought about not saying built by Dreamfinders Homes immediately after, instead of saying it after I said Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria, just to try and scare you.
Can
but
you say what you just said like 10 more times?
Sure. Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes, live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria.
And then can you read all the...
And then all the specials yeah, again? Absolutely. Specials. I won't get messed up at all. All right. So I teased earlier, Thursday, October 15th, the Jaguars Women's Association are having a fantastic event that we are super excited to be part of. Michaela and Gus Bradley, hopefully you know who that is, will be hosting a one-of-a-kind event featuring question and answer sessions with Jaguar players and coaches, a live Steinmart fashion show.
Ooh.
Now, I don't think they asked us to be part of that, so don't
get
too
excited.
Yeah,
what the heck?
Live music, giveaways, and a special appearance by ESPN's Susie Colbert.
Love
her. She will deliver the keynote speech. Yeah. So when I first found out, and hopefully we're going to get her on our show at some point to kind of preview the event, I was so excited. I don't think I've ever met anyone quite that famous female-wise. I've met some, you know, famous men at Super Bowl and stuff, but I don't think I've met anyone that famous female-wise. So pretty excited about that. So tickets.
I'm sitting right next to you.
Oh, right. Sorry. Tickets are just $75. You can get them at jaguars.com/50, the number 50, as in Telvin Smith's number. And then all proceeds will benefit In the Pink, a boutique for women living with cancer. So we certainly want to support.
Does this whole event
breast cancer awareness
benefit breast cancer awareness?
The whole event.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So it's October. It's the month of. Of course, breast cancer awareness, and we are excited to be part of the event. All right, ladies, time for our studs and duds. D-Murph, I am starting with you.
My stud, and I will say this now, will never, ever, and I don't care what kind of week he has,
say
will
it.
Ever be Johnny Manziel. Never. So my stud of this week, actually, I couldn't just pick one player, so I
wow.
went. I actually went with... Don't boo me, but I actually went with Belichick. It's ridiculous the type of game plan he can come up with what's supposed to be one of the top defensive lines in Buffalo, and they just shredded them. It's just ridiculous. You know, I could easily say, well, Brady or Gronk or Edelman, but it's just, I think the game plan that Belichick just thinks of every week is sick. And
hopefully he doesn't do it this week.
Of course she picks Belichick this week.
Who do you want me to pick?
Yeah, she's
who
not
else? Belichick.
She's cursing
who
him.
Else was a stud? There are so many other studs.
Then you pick another one.
Well, I'm
she
going to.
She certainly will. Blythe, your stud of the weekend.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss's QB, Chad Kelly. He was kicked off Clemson's team a couple years back. Went to a community college. Came back with Ole Miss. And on Saturday's game, he went 18 for 33, 341 yards, 3 passing TDs, and 1 rushing touchdown in their win over Alabama.
Nice numbers.
By the way, did you stay up and watch that whole game?
I did.
It was a great game.
It was
fantastic.
I know that some people probably couldn't stay up that whole time, but oh my gosh, you missed out. And I loved the fact that there was an Alabama player who tweeted out, like, thanks a lot to all the fans who left early in the game.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. And then he said, it's not like we came back or anything. Hashtag spoiled. I want to be like, yeah, that's right. Your
He's
fans are
spoiled. Both the players and the fans are spoiled.
That's also true. Also true. All right, Amanda.
Okay, my stud is none other than wide receiver Allen Robinson.
Woo!
Because that game was just so fantastic. I just couldn't get over it.
And I actually also picked a Jaguar player.
Did you?
I did. Jared Audrick. The fact, my favorite quote this week was when he said that he lied all last week. When the media asked him, are you more excited about this game? He calmly said, no. Of course he was. It's like, you know, had I gone to a rival show of Helmets and Heels, which they don't exist, by the way.
No.
We are the only one in the country. But had I gone to
in
a form rival show, yeah. We're the only female sports talk radio show in the country.
Not
no?
Anymore.
Oh.
No.
Who copied us?
Spain and Prim.
I have not heard about this.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty good show.
No.
You should do your research before you just spew those stats out there.
When we first started.
I hadn't heard of it. Yeah,
when
we first started
fact.
It. No one updates me, Amanda.
I know we are in Florida, so that counts.
There you
We're
go.
We're trailblazers.
In the southeast.
Though,
we
right?
are. All right. So anyway, that Jared Odrick, number 75 for the Jags, is my stud of the week. He just had a fantastic game.
Yeah.
Donna Murphy.
My dud is actually a company. I tweeted this out during the game when I was at home watching it for the Jags, and my dud is Honda because their new commercial. Background. Here, yes.
Is that allowed? Belichick and Honda.
I don't care. This is my dud. My background for me is I have seizures. Okay, so anything with strobe lights or anything flashing, erotically is it obviously affects me. And there's certain things. And Honda's new commercial is ridiculously long. I believe it has to be 90 seconds, if not at least 60. And it's just constant flashing of paper, 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 paper. I tweeted at them. I said, hey, at Honda, your new commercial is horrible viewing for people with seizures. This is awful. It's absolutely awful.
I'm only laughing because the way you said, hey, at Honda.
It's not funny.
Hey, at Honda.
It's awful. So they are my dud of the week.
Did they get back to you?
No.
Dang.
Usually they will if you complain.
Yeah. It's awful. It is awful.
Maybe you're in the minority, unfortunately.
I'm sure I am. But that's my dud.
Okay.
Honda.
I wonder if Belichick drives a Honda.
Hyundai is now the NFL sponsor.
All right, okay, Blythe.
Moving on.
Can you top Honda?
I maybe. I'm going to go with Sue. He's being paid quarterback money. He's a six-year, $114 million contract, and he's had three tackles in two games this year. Not much. It's not looking like money
that's
well
hilarious.
Spent.
I'm fine with him being a dud on Sunday. Like, his dud style of play was fine.
Dud style.
Oh, of
because,
course.
You know, he never got to Blake, so that was great.
I'm not complaining.
Right.
He's definitely my dud, though.
Can I guess your dud?
Yes, I would love for you to guess it.
I would like to guess Amanda's dud, because last week, who did you choose?
Who did I choose
the
last
guy
week?
That got
last
injured.
Week, she refused to
oh,
choose
no, no,
Jameis.
No.
I know, I chose Josh McCown.
Yeah, so I'm going to say your dud this week is Tony Romo.
Nope. I thought about it, but I was like, no, I can't do that. That's just mean. But
you got injured. You're my dud.
Bad juju.
And I didn't pick him because he was injured, because that is just plain cruel. My dud this week is Andrew Luck and the Colts, because holy cow, what happened? I'm not a Colts fan by any means, but
he was getting booed last night. It
was
so great.
Oh my gosh. And I like him as a person, but that, I mean, he still gets dud for me.
I wonder if the DirecTV really long beard Andrew Luck would do better.
Is it just me, or is his voice incredibly annoying?
It's another Peyton Manning. They're exactly alike.
I can't put, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
They're exactly alike. That's I see no difference in either of them.
All right, Lauren, who's your dud?
You know, there's a lot from this past week, but I eventually decided I would go with Keenan Allen, who was my stud last week, but really frustrated me this week with 1 point on my fantasy.
What a flip.
Fantasy. Right? Like, how do you go from one to another? I still won, which is...
That's good.
Now I'm like the Jags. I'm 1-1, which is good news.
Who's your QB?
Which league are we referring to?
Whatever one has Keenan.
Andrew Luck. I have Keenan in two leagues, but yeah, Andrew Luck in that league.
So you had Andrew Luck?
Yeah, but I still actually won.
Did you play him?
I did. I shouldn't have, but my team name Barrascuda, I destroyed Fat Tony 97-84, just for the record.
Speaking of Barrascuda, Barrascuda had a great game.
He did have a great game, yep. And he was on Jaguars All Access last night.
He was.
Which
he was.
I almost texted you ladies, hey, you want to go to Black Sheep?
Does he know that's your fantasy name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Are you going to tell him?
No.
Why not?
I have to win the league, and then I'll tell him.
Okay.
And see how much luck he brings me.
All right,
ladies.
Did you? Never mind.
No, what? Did no. I what? Start a Scooter chant
question.
In the stands? Of yeah. course. All right. So, recently, well, actually, it's still going on. Michael Bennett decided not to hold out, unlike his fellow teammate, Seahawks. Cam
Seahawks
Chancellor.
Michael Bennett. You have to be specific.
Yes, you're right. Not
you
the Jaguars.
Michael Bennett.
Bennett
in Jacksonville,
you're right.
Yes.
Whose Twitter handle is at not Michael Bennett, by the way. It's very confusing.
Oh, Patriots
he must
have a Michael
changed
Bennett, too,
it.
I believe.
What'd you say?
The Patriots have a Michael Bennett, too.
Do yeah.
The,
uh-huh.
the game-winning interception, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
At the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of Michael Bennett's out there.
Yeah, there's apparently
so, and we're talking about the...
We're talking about the Seahawks.
Seahawks, Michael
yes.
Bennett.
So his wife decided not to let him hold out like Cam Chancellor.
Okay.
If you were married to an NFL player... Would you let your husband hold out?
What is this let thing? Like, you're in control of
no,
them.
No, as if, like, the two of you have a, you know, equal rights conversation. Equal.
I don't think that exists.
Equal it weighing does. In. You each get to contribute yeah. your opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, is it something that you would support, I guess is a better way to phrase it, or not support? The article, though, says the wife would not let him. I'm just quoting the article.
Well, they have three kids.
They do.
So they have to think about that, too.
They do.
Cam Chancellor does not.
And she doesn't work, I assume.
I would assume she stays okay. home with the kids.
No, I'm just throwing it out there that if she doesn't work, that goes into the equation.
We lost equal rights.
I told you that doesn't exist.
Anyway, the question is, if it's your husband, are you going to support that decision or not?
Has he gotten a big contract before? I think there's a lot of stipulations with this.
You so does he already make a lot of money?
Yeah, exactly. How much is the gamble here? How long are you willing to hold out? I mean, I think it's cost Cam Chancellor close to $2 million, his holdout so far. And he just signed that big contract last year. So I'm not a fan of players restructuring their deals a year after you just agreed to one.
Yeah.
But then I do think that NFL players need to have guaranteed contracts or some kind of stipulation put in place where they receive a certain amount of money no matter what, kind of like what they do in the MLB. But in this instance, there's a lot of factors that play into this decision. And I think if you got a family to feed, you got to go out there yeah. and work.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything ever good that comes out of you holding out. You might get more money, yes, but your reputation now to be able to deal with another team possibly, because this team might be like, you know what, fine, here's your 2-year contract, get out of here after 2 years and good luck wherever you go.
It's a snowball effect is what I've heard, yeah. that a lot yeah. of owners are scared that this is going to work out for Cam Chancellor and that other players will sort of, you know, band together and push for these guaranteed contracts. But it, so far, it's only costing one guy.
But I don't understand his holdout. He has 3 years left on his contract. Why are you holding out now?
He said he felt like he outplayed his contract, and so he should get another deal.
That's
he should
me.
Have only
it's
signed
just...
a 1 or 2 year deal instead of...
You know what?
Years.
I think I outplayed this first 15 minutes. I'm just going to sit back.
Are you going to hold out for the rest of the show?
Did I miss Donna's something? Did we sign contracts?
I'm holding out for some wine or something.
I'll support you fully on that. Amanda, would you or would you not support
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know that it's up to the wife to decide what he does with his career. Is it a good idea? No, but to say, would you allow your husband? I don't think that's... I don't know. I'm not your mom.
It could have been something also where they misconstrued what he said, and he said, playing around, my wife wouldn't let me do something like that. But those kind of decisions, if you have
it's
a family,
it's a joint
if you have
decision.
Kids,
exactly.
It's a family
yes.
decision.
Yes.
Yeah, they
totally
could have sat down and said, let's weigh our pros and cons.
Yes.
All right, so the pros outweigh the cons. Let's go ahead and, you know, sign this contract, whatever they're giving us, or show up, whatever it is.
Right. I think if the player is adamant about holding out, regardless of the stipulations or the situation that you're in, the circumstances you find yourself in, you support it because they're the ones that are getting beat down day in, day out. They're the ones yeah. that are in that locker room going through the meetings. They're the ones that may end up with, you know, concussions down the road or that CTE problem. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that third word or else I would spell out what CTE is. It's like...
Come join T-Wig and...
Something else. And join T-Wig, apparently. So at some point in time, he'll be live tomorrow from noon to 3. But yeah, so I say you support your husband because you, at that point, the NFL player, he goes through a lot of stuff that you can't replicate and you can't exactly understand
right.
at all. But all right, so you perfectly set up the next topic, which we'll get to quickly. You're not his mom. Well, if you are the mom of an NFL player, such as Marshawn Lynch's mom, who kind of said some negative comments about the coach.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of blasted the coach. Yeah, uh-huh. Would you, the offensive coordinator, if you're the mom, are you allowed to kind of take that information publicly or no? How do you feel, Beamer, if you're the mom?
No. The only time that I thought was a great time when a parent spoke up was when I don't think it was Carson Palmer. It was one of the quarterbacks that went out. And he obviously had a concussion, but they pushed him back into play. It was a couple of years ago.
Hmm.
And the parents spoke out, like, why did you put my son back out there? He was clearly injured. That's a time where I think it's acceptable.
Right.
But something like this, it's just, you know, they're just the parent that's We've seen them. We've done the high school sports that are screaming on the sidelines mm-hmm. or next to you on the sidelines. It's like, come on now.
It's ironic come that on. It's the mom of the player who never speaks.
Yeah,
that,
right,
to me,
right.
is what was so funny about the story.
Like, yeah.
The guy who gets fined for not answering media questions, obviously he didn't get his mom's personality.
No.
Who did his mom say this to?
It was a Facebook post.
Yeah
she wrote it on social media.
I was going to say, sometimes media personnel can mm-hmm. be kind of weaselly and try to get that out of her, but if she did this on her own, then that's different.
She no. did.
Okay.
Lots of exclamation points, too.
Oh, wow.
I doubt she's
media.
At home cutting tape and studying film, so maybe she should leave the football decisions to the professionals that are getting paid to do it.
Right.
And if she is sitting at home cutting tape and watching film, go talk to the coach.
Yeah.
Give him some ideas.
Right.
Don't take it publicly
I'm
for
sure
then you
to
be
that.
Criticized. Hey, it's better than the story that, you know, is now circling, which everyone gets to hear what she has to say or read what she has to say.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we are going to talk to a player who could probably shed a little light on whether or not his mom blasted his coach. Jaguars safety Sergio Brown has entered the building. Donna Blythe, Amanda, and Lauren live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. You're listening to Helmets and Heels live on 1010X on 82.5 FM.
Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes, live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. And you're listening to the wonderful tones of Brad Paisley crushing it. And the reason is because we are coming back with some tailgating songs, the most popular tailgating songs in America.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the theme of the night?
That is the theme of the night.
Oh, nice.
You don't read the rundown?
No.
<I'm
not.
laughs> If you like country music, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, you will like the playlist, the most popular tailgating songs in America. If you don't like country, you're not going to be quite as happy because a lot of the songs our country. But speaking of crushing it, as Brad Paisley would say, one of the players who crushed it this past Sunday, Sergio Brown, Jaguars safety number 38, joins us now. Hello, Sergio. How are you?
Yep.
Good to go. I love that you just gave a mic check. That means you've done some radio in your past. I love it. All right. Well, welcome. And you've never been here before, right? So what did you order to eat?
I ordered the cheese steak.
You haven't eaten anything yet, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah, he's kind of asking us in the break, like, wait, how long do I have to be on?
Right.
That cheese steak's going to be coming out hot soon. All right, Sergio, give us a day in the life of Sergio Brown. What time did you wake up today? Today's Tuesday, so you didn't have practice. So give us a rundown of what today was like.
Today's Tuesday, so I woke up around 8. Around 8 is a lot of bag around the house for a little while. Made it to the facility, 9:15-ish.
Okay.
Breakfast, worked out, I did all that stuff, then I came back home, and I went to sleep.
All right.
I woke up, watched the film, the TV, got a massage.
A massage.
Love the massage.
And then I woke up from my massage, and I came here.
Rough life.
Wow.
Seriously.
Deep tissue massage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurt so good.
It's so good. Oh. You know who sings that? That song? John Mellencamp. I'll have to look.
I don't think it did.
7,000 songs in that playlist, so I don't know. All right. Well, we are going to switch out the microphone and the headphones for Sergio right now because I don't
We're
think
all
anyone
good.
Could hear him. So,
see, I told you.
There we go.
That's
yeah, you're
mic
right.
Check
mic
out.
Check.
Hey.
You had to do
I was
the mic
not
check.
Making fun of you. I was impressed. All right, so for people who didn't hear, you woke up this morning around 8, went to the facility around 9:15, had breakfast, then you went back to sleep.
Yep.
Then you watched some film, watched some TV, got a massage, and now you're here.
Yep.
Did I get
and
it all
for the record, off the air, Lauren did ask Sergio where he lived. So this stalker status is just climbing high. Super
I just
high.
Said what side of town. I didn't say what street do you live on or what's your
next.
Address.
That was next.
She knows my neighbor's name.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Okay.
Check the bushes tonight before you go inside.
You know, there's a lot that social media will tell you, and I'm just saying, if you don't follow Sergio Brown, you should. He's at Sergio Brown 38 on Twitter and on Instagram.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, I do my research.
Yeah. Stalker once again. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, Sergio, you had a great game on Sunday. We're going to ask you some questions, though, first about non-football stuff. So, okay. Ladies, have at it.
Well, I want to talk about first the famous, the now famous.
Wait, did you say you want to talk about how you haven't worn my Blackhawks jersey since?
I knew he was going to bring it up.
Never mind.
I knew it.
What,
I knew it.
Back at it. Again.
Sergio and I have some beef because we had this bet, and I admit I have not yet lived up to that bet. But to be honest, Sergio, you have not presented me with the jersey. I'm not going to seek you out.
I'd want to be cruel and, like, really, like, make you wear it to a training camp practice.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just...
It is hot out there.
I'm thinking about waiting until, like, they actually bring the Stanley Cup out for the beginning of the season to you know,
to force her. Yeah.
Okay. I figured you'd bring it tonight, to be honest. I was ready.
Yeah. No.
How exactly were you ready?
I was prepared. I was like, you know what? He's going to make me put that thing on. I'm just going to take it and do it. But you didn't, so
I'm away.
He's waiting.
That's when you leave.
I do see
it.
He keeps it in his locker.
Oh.
It's there. He's ready. He's ready.
For the perfect time.
I avoid him in the locker room every day because I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. I'm just joking. Anyway, last week, in preparation for this week, there was a now famous rap that circulated all over social media. So I just want to know how you guys came up with that idea, who was a part of it, and how it ended up being so great.
Okay, so last Friday, I guess it was a Atlanta Hawks player, William Moore. His name, Willie Moe. He's a pretty good rapper, and they did, like, this Freestyle Friday thing. And I guess, like, some of the guys saw it in the locker room, Leroy. And then AC kind of, like, gassed him up and got him hyped. Like, man, yeah, blah, blah.
AC is Aaron Colvin, for those who don't know.
Yes, correct. And D-Mac.
Demetrius McRae.
Had a barbecue later that day. And he came in the house, like, rapping. I'm like, oh, my God, well, that was great. And I was doing a Fox Procast. So, like, I put stuff on the Fox Procast, like, a couple times a week. So, like, screw whatever I was going to say. I'm going to put the rap on the Procast. And after that, you know, it was like, it was pretty good, too.
It was really good.
It was great.
It was pretty good.
So, you're going to do another one this Friday?
I hope so. I'm trying to.
I think you have to. We got the win last week.
Yeah.
You
got
to do it again. You got to keep it going.
We got to keep it going. I think we're going to have something for us.
And that was completely freestyle?
I mean, well, he didn't write it down. He was thinking about it for like 3 hours.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, I'm ready.
I could think about a rap for 3 hours and it wouldn't sound anything close to that.
Not even close.
Awesome work.
It was kind of tight.
That's awesome.
So checking out your Twitter profile.
Stalker.
You got a lot of horoscopes on there.
Oh, yes.
I was curious
as to
how you got into horoscopes and if you've ever had your palm read or any, you know, fortune tellers.
Girls are really into that stuff. Like, they really
You're the
are.
One posting it to your account.
I know. Like, I had one on, I went on that like 2 years ago and I had to like log in and stuff. And like, since then, it just does it automatically every day.
So you don't check it every day.
I don't even see it half the time. Like, unless someone like retweets it like enough, I'm like, oh, this might be a good one. And I read it, but.
So what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Come on, Amanda. It's everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to know these things? I don't even think I know mine.
When
Just
are you
joking,
born?
I do.
Sergio probably knows. I was gonna,
yeah, you prob- he probably
have
does.
Him help you.
Yeah. So you don't even pay attention to your horoscope?
No, not really.
Oh. So you just post it because girls like it?
Kind of, but like, yeah.
I think he does.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
Do you read it, though?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes. Like certain days when you wake up feeling either like great or like maybe like iffy.
No, like if I'm looking through the timeline, I see like numerous retweets or like favorites like by people, then I read like, oh, this must be a good one.
Okay.
Like the first two lines are like, I'm like, no, forget about it.
How do you feel about posting on Instagram? Are there some people that you follow that post too many selfies or post too much in general? How do you feel about this topic?
Instagram is like a whole topic like itself. Like, people can be so aggravating, irritating, or great on Instagram. Like, I have to watch my Instagram because, like, a lot of people watch it, so I can't be, like, too regular
right.
on
right.
Instagram. I gotta, you know, be professional.
Right. Yeah, definitely don't post anything, like, at halftime or, you know.
Don't like any pictures, like Pablo Sandoval did earlier this year.
I've noticed, like, I forgot about, like, the, we call it the stalker page on Instagram. Like,
Lauren probably
the
is on
page.
That.
You gotta be careful with that.
I was, like, it really got to me, like, last year. Hasselbeck's on our team. He has kids. You're like, yeah, man. Like, I follow you. Like, I couldn't let him follow you anymore. You like too many crazy pictures. I'm like, oh wow. I don't. Kids can see if I like.
I just learned about that.
I did too. Oh, wow. I didn't know people could see what you like.
It creeps me out a little bit.
That's weird. I don't like that feature.
Yeah, it's.
You could also be passive aggressive with it too.
And
what does that mean?
And it's some people that like really knows like the ins and out, like the FBI Instagram people. I'm sure we have one at our table. I'm not gonna point the fingers or anything. But oh my god.
The FBI Instagrammers. He just called you out.
Is Twitter your favorite social media account?
I probably Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
I don't really care for it too much. I care for it. I like it. I mean, you have to do it almost now. I'm more of a in person or like go do stuff. I barely watch TV.
If you do watch TV, what do you watch?
Like something, movies first of all, mostly. But if it's like a show, like maybe like music videos or Ridiculousness. Martin, I love Martin.
What about movie? What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Oh, so I got a couple of them. Like Paid in Full, Forrest Gump, City of God, and Love and Basketball.
What about your favorite movie as a kid?
Aladdin, duh.
Oh, excuse me.
That's a good one.
Jasmine
that
is a girl. Good one.
Oh, my. Her eyes.
Is she your favorite Disney princess?
Probably.
When's the last time you've seen that?
Maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Do you own it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it through Amazon, like... 3 months ago.
Jasmine's probably like, a Gemini.
Like, I was really looking this up for, like, a couple of months, and, like, I guess Disney's, like, re-releasing it. So, like, it's been shut down from everywhere for, like, last year. And I'm like, how come I can't find Aladdin anywhere? So,
weird.
Aladdin.
They had to probably, like, you know, do that. What is that? Remastering, I think, is what they call it of Disney movies. So this time now Jasmine will probably have a six-pack versus just a flat stomach.
Well, they put them in the vault. It's called the Disney vault.
Right.
Where they release them only for a certain amount of period or for a certain time period, and then they put them back in the vault.
Absolutely. All right. So, Sergio, your food isn't here yet. That means you have to stick around with us.
I'm okay.
For the next segment.
I'm having a pretty good time.
Only pretty good.
All right. Well, of course, we are going to have him at some point tonight give us his most famous line. I tweeted it out, but I'm not going to say it. I'll make people listen in and hear it when we come back live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. We are Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 10th and XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels. We are live, and we are built by Dreamfinders Homes. We are broadcasting live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. We're on Bay Meadows and 295 in the Public Shopping Center. And we've got some great specials going on tonight. Dollar draft pints, half-price 10-inch pizzas, $10 for a 10-inch... I can't even read it. 10-inch cheese pizza and 10 wings. I haven't had any of those, so that's no excuse. Half off bottled beer and wine, dollar Yinglings, and dollar Bud Light.
Good job. Wow. Good job.
We are joined by a special guest.
Sergio Brown.
That would be Jaguar Safety Sergio Brown. Thank you for joining us, by the way.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Sergio, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. You came into this league undrafted, played with the Patriots.
Yep.
Went to the Colts.
Yep.
Now you're with the good guys.
Yep.
So Jared Odrick played against his former team.
Uh-huh.
How is it to play against your former team this week?
And then again next week.
I mean, it's nice. You know, I always say it's a great blessing to, you know, be in the position to be here long enough to do it, first of all, you know, and it's, You know, some of them be lying if they say it, like, doesn't feel different or, like, if it doesn't, like, a little extra motivation.
Like Jared Odrick did?
I mean, it's impossible for me, at least, you know. I always try, and then if it's a motivation, it just makes it a little bit more exciting, you know, for myself. You know, so it's going to be great.
Now, you did have the little dust up, I guess, with Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He's one of your favorites.
Oh, my God. I love that guy. Oh, my God.
Will you be on the Gronk party ship? Sailing?
No.
Sailing February, no. March 2016?
No.
So everybody wants to talk about the game plan. How do you game plan for Gronk?
I mean, Gronk and Brady and Edelman, Belichick, you know, it's they're the best in the game. You know, they're the defending champs. It's kind of hard to say what you have to do that's going to work. The biggest thing, you know, playing those guys is when you go out there, you gotta bring a whole bunch of passion to the field. You gotta do your job so well. You have to, they say scheme is great, but culture can beat scheme. You know, so if you, regardless of whatever game plan you have, if you go out there and you believe in it wholeheartedly and you execute it like how it start out, you know, you can go out there and win. You know, the players on the field is what will actually win the game when you play a team like Patriots. You know that, because Bill Belichick, he's able to put you in so many different positions, matchups, and everything. You just gotta have to, you know, really man up and go out there and take control of the game if you're a player.
Now, during the preseason, or off season too, Reggie Wayne was gonna be with the Patriots, but mm-hmm. then decided to retire. Rumor was that it was just too hard. The playbook's just too difficult. You were there with New England. How difficult is it to learn that playbook and play in that Bill Belichick
team?
Yes,
she's a Patriots fan.
I mean,
I'm asking good questions, I thought.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm just letting him know.
I mean, definitely for an offensive guy, I mean, the playbook is going to be a little tough. But, I mean, as a guy like Reggie Wayne and late in his career, you know, the Patriots, they're so good because they sacrifice a lot. They sacrifice a lot to win and to reap the benefits that they have, and to go up there, you know, to play for Belichick when you're Reggie Wayne, you know, it's kind of like a culture shock almost, you know, and it's a lot to deal with. Now he might not just not want to deal with it, opposed to learn the playbook. I mean, he can learn the playbook if he wants to. He's Reggie Wayne.
So compare your locker rooms now. I mean, you've been in three different ones.
It was more, you can imagine what it was like in New England. It's like kind of like
Gerald Sargent.
Yeah, not fun at all. It's like work. It's definitely work up there. And then, you know, in Indianapolis, it was like more of a player's locker room. It was, you know, some vets on the team, you know, a good mix, a diversity of like people, ages, cultures, and everything. So it was different because it was like everybody was family, like, but everybody was separate. It was just like the players and then, you know, everybody else. And then here's like everybody's together, you know, and it's real, real cool. It's like great culture. Like, I kind of like compared it to, like, if it was like, I mean, guess business wise, it'd be like more like a Google, you know, how they more innovative and really taking care of their employees or players, you know, so they can...
Like a family.
Yeah, you know, they can work harder for them.
Having that bomb locker room can't be too bad.
Oh, my God, tight, right? Wow. I love it, you know?
The Patriots and Bill Belichick are famous for taking away the best player on the opposing team. What do you mm-hmm. think that they're going to attack on Sunday?
I'm big on... I don't know what they're going to tackle. Probably after the week that A-Rob had last week, they might be looking at him a lot. It's hard to say what Bill Belichick is going to do because, I mean, whatever he does, he's going to do it well. You know, it's going to be a big thing at the line of scrimmage. I believe the big battle is going to be at the line of scrimmage for our offense. And whatever whatever he decides to do on the outside with the guys that we have, I mean, is what he decides to do. But everything's going to start at the line of scrimmage.
Well, the receivers for the Patriots have more than 200 yards after the catch. How are you guys game planning to attack that?
I mean, first of all, we got to tackle. You know, after the catch, if they catch the ball, you have to tackle them. We did a pretty good job of tackling last week. Mm-hmm. and it's real, real big. You know, it's kind of like missed look, missed tackles, the yards after catch, yards after first contact. You know, if you're able to not miss tackles and get a guy down as soon as you catch the ball, you can eliminate a lot of extra yards that you see on a lot of stat books.
How happy were you guys? Talk about the locker room the minute you got in there after that win against Miami.
Oh, my God, it felt so good. It felt so good, you know. And everybody was strained up on their field. It was so hot out there. Oh, my God, people were cramping up left and right. And it was like we was down to, like, nobody left. And it was like the guys, like, fought their hearts out, and I didn't have any energy after the game. So we got up in the locker room, and it was like, wow. It was like, you know, everything, you know, was worth it. And it was a great, great, great joy that you just felt when you walked in the locker room. And, you know, you got to get used to that feeling.
Do speeches at halftime mean what we think it means? Or is it more of a huddle up, you know, during the game, fourth quarter or something? Like, what's more important to you?
I mean, it's all different situationally. You know, wherever you're going in, if you need a boost coming out the locker room at halftime, you might need a good speech. If you need some pick-me-up at the end, fourth quarter, you might need that even more. It depends on how the flow of the game is going and how the players are reacting to certain things. Usually, the halftime speech is not so important. I mean, you should be professional enough to go out there and get be fired up. You know, probably the end game ones when you see things are going bad and you gotta switch things up.
What's your favorite thing about Coach Gus Bradley?
He has got so much energy. He's so positive. You know, it's like.
Have you ever seen him not energetic?
No. He's always energetic. If you need some energy, just follow that guy. You know, if you need a standard for practice, just follow Gus.
I love Gus. Yeah. There's never been a time that I've ever seen him where he wasn't smiling and positive, no matter what the situation that the team has been in. Mm-hmm. And I think that, to me, no matter what kind of place you work for, that's inspiring leadership. Someone who always has that positive mentality.
Definitely. You know, it keeps us in a positive mentality. You know, you take on the personality of your head coach. We've been through a lot of stuff. So to stay positive through all of that and to see results now, you know, it's great.
Can I do a word association game with you real quick?
Okay, let's go.
All right, whatever comes to your mind.
Okay, do you have the beep button?
We forgot it. We forgot to bring it.
Okay, I'll be careful.
Okay, you ready? Colts.
Indiana.
That was very broad.
What? Colts, I mean. All right, Foxborough.
Closed at 10 p.m.
No nightlife.
Oh, only thing is open is Wendy's. You'd be so hungry.
Really?
Ugh.
Patriots Place isn't what it's meant to be.
Patriots Place was, when I lived in Foxborough, Patriots Place was like kind of just going up, and you didn't want to be going to Patriots Place at 11 o'clock for some food. And you're like, oh, my, what is he doing?
All right, ready? Thrown out of the club.
Of course, I'm going to think of Gronkowski.
How about Belichick?
Cut off t-shirts.
Okay. I like it. All right, one more. Deflategate.
Ugh.
Did you notice a difference? You played in that AFC Championship game. Did you notice a difference in the footballs at all?
Yeah, after we got an interception, like second quarter or something, like, oh, this football is soft. Like, it was easy to catch, so what's going on? And whatever happened after that happened after that.
What happens in a situation like that? You go to a coach and you make a comment to him, and then he tells the guy? Or
I mean, he told the refs, and, you know.
But you didn't tell the refs, did you?
Yeah, we told the refs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's so many more questions I want to ask, but I know we talked about it off air. They're only a limit, so.
Well, and Deflategate is so, we're so, like, his response to that is exactly how we all feel. We're just so over that conversation. So you're known as being probably one of the most vocal guys on the defense. Have you always been just a really vocal, outgoing guy?
Yeah, I've always been very social, I guess.
Yeah.
I got, I mean,
It makes fun, you know. It makes it feel like it's not a job, you know. It makes practice so much more fun. When I came in the league, we had Randy Moss was on the team. You know, he was like talking all the time at practice and the locker room. You know, it was like, okay, I wanted to see what Randy was gonna say. Like, he was gonna talk smack today, and it also help you like bring your A game. So like, I'm talking smack to Hearns. I'm talking smack to Clay Harbor. He practice all day in his ear, like blah blah blah. He's pushing me, blah blah blah. And then you know, he keeps it cool in the game. You know, when he's faced with the same position, you know, right. The other guy end up pushing him, and you know, it was real, real big and beneficial for us. So, I mean, I don't just talk aimlessly. Sometimes it feels like I do, but you know, it's a method behind the madness.
Do you do research on guys you're gonna cover so you can have like smack to talk?
No, I don't do too much research. If I know something, I know something, but I don't like do research or anything. It's more stuff that I just make up or just mm-hmm. figure out doing the game.
What's the best reaction you've gotten out of another player?
I mean, probably the stuff that Odell Beckham did. Maybe. No, Gronk, of course. Like, what do you mean? He was, like, so pissed off. I mean, he was, like...
Do people talk back to you?
Yeah, sometimes.
They'll talk smack back to you?
Yeah, they talk smack back to you.
Does it ever get under super heated, or do you just kind of walk away?
It's funny to me. It's, like, it's all, like, ha-ha
right.
to me.
Did it ever go the wrong way during a practice, though? Did a teammate ever feel like, dude, that's enough?
Get out of my face.
I don't really get in guys' face. I'm just talking, not like from far. Like I don't like never like approach anybody about unless they do something crazy to me. Then you know I'm like yeah.
Well, Gus has been asked about it before. Like, what do you think about Sergio being so vocal? And he's like, you know, as long as it's all in good fun and he's not being too overboard, but he knows about
too overboard.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's funny. Like sometimes you come in the office, the locker room, or facilities, like and you could like see like someone was like talking about like what I said, like when I was first getting used to me and stuff, and I would just like say stuff. He was like, the strength coach was like, yeah, we were meeting, like we were just thinking about all the stuff that you said, like you were like this, and he was like that, he was like that, he was like, but it was a lot of fun. It's hilarious, you know.
Who were you talking smack to during the Miami game most?
I wasn't really talking smack in the Miami game to anybody. Sometimes, you know, it's not a lot of smack talking. But sometimes it is. It just depends on what type of reaction that people give me. If they give me, like, a crazy reaction when something happens, then it's like, oh, okay, this guy can't take the heat. And I just go. But if it's not, then you know, I just keep going about my business.
What about fans? Do they ever get under your skin?
No, I barely hear the fans. Yeah. Like, when I was growing up, my father was, like, the guy that got kicked out of basketball games. And, like, he got kicked out of, like, pop.
So that's where
games.
You got
Direct
it from.
Superstar.
Yeah, like, of course, definitely. And but I was able, like, to ignore him. Like, so I wouldn't hear him unless I was at the free throw line or, like, never doing football games. It's like, everybody else hear him, but, like, I'm able, like, to block out everything other mm-hmm. than, like, my coach for the most part. So, I mean, when people talk, I mean, people, they just, I barely hear it anyway.
What's the best thing about game day for you? Is it the minute you walk out on the field, the national anthem?
I mean, it's hard to pick just one good thing about game day. The best thing about game day is winning. I mean, if that were the best part. But, I mean, just going out there and playing, you know. Going out there, just playing. You see everybody watching. You see text messages from friends and family. Oh, we're watching this, that, another. Oh, my God. It gets you excited and everything. You know, probably that's the best part. When like, oh my God, I'm watching you and this and the other, like your friend, family, people that really, like, really, you really care about. You know, mm-hmm. when they hit you up and you see that they're excited for you and they care. You know, it kind of like makes me feel better.
Any rituals on game day for you?
listen to music. I like line up. I like lay out my like whole like uniform before the game.
Okay.
Like in the locker room, it's like a shoulder pads, and I put my shirt under my pants and my towel and my shoes. Like, so it's like a outline mm-hmm. like on the floor. So yeah, that's cool.
Nice.
Who's the neat freak on the defense?
I don't know.
Because
like,
there are some guys when I'm
like
in there.
Guy. I'm like the so junky guy.
You are? Okay. Because some like you have your stuff hung up. Other people don't. Some people, there's nothing in it. Like, it's very random.
Yeah, real random. I'm like, you know, a little vet trip, you know. So I like, I'm just cool with like the equipment guys and people that take care of the locker room. So I'm like, yo, help me clean my locker because I can't clean my locker.
They clean it for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Christmas time, you know, everybody's taking care of our Christmas time.
You know. Set the record straight.
Yeah.
Christmas is, I'm definitely Santa Claus. So, you know, just beer relationships, and I'm not going to clean my locker. So you might.
That's true.
I mean, they'll be more than willing to do it. And, you know, I'll hook them up for it. So it's, you know, just pay your taxes, I guess.
You recorded half a sack this past weekend. Can you break down that safety blitz for us and what happened on that play?
Oh, my God. They gave me a chance to go. So, like, oh, my God, like, they might not ever call this again, so I need to make sure I make the most out of it. And I didn't really hear the line stump, but I just saw, like, Roy end up taking two like, blockers, and then, like, I'm supposed to stay outside, but it was, like, this big hole that, like, opened up, so I'm like, I have to, like, and then, like, the spin was, like, reaction. I just went in, and, you know.
Did your eyes sort of light up? Did you say anything after the sack?
That's about it. I didn't know what to do. I need to give me a sack dance.
I love it. Well, Sergio, good news and bad news. The good news is your cheesesteak is arrived.
Yeah, I'm going to take this to go anyway.
The bad news is our time with you is now over, at least on air. But for those of the fans that have come out to Broadway Restaurante and Pizzeria, they can now get pictures with you once you're done eating, of course. Mm. Don't interrupt the man and his food. But thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
But oh, don't worry. I'm not letting him go without it.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Okay.
We are, of course, going to go to break with your most famous tagline. So come on, let's hear it.
Somebody doesn't like being put on the spot.
I mean, come on.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Now let me get two claps and a Ric Flair.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Jaguar safety Sergio Brown with his greatest line ever. At least on our show.
When I Google you, I love that's the first thing that pops up.
Sergio Brown, Ric Flair.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops up. I love it.
Sergio, thank you so much. Enjoy the cheesesteak. And fans, if you want pictures with him, just wait until after he's done eating. How's that? All right, we are live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria. You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL and 2.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation.
Welcome back to Built by Dreamfinders. We are on every Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. throughout the season. And every time we're live on location, we are so lucky to have a Jaguar special guest. Mm-hmm. Thanks again to Sergio Brown.
Woo!
Jaguar safety number 38, who does such a great, two claps and Ric Flair. I think even the little kids that were over there.
Did they do it?
Joined in. Yeah, absolutely. And if they didn't,
that's
I made
awesome.
It up. By the way, I have some friends that are listening from out of town. So in case they're still listening, they do have three little kids. So if they're not, then that is a good excuse. But
thanks,
hi, Stephanie and Matt, for listening. Yeah, they texted me today and said that they couldn't wait for our show tonight. So thanks again to Sergio Brown as he departs with his cheesesteak. I wonder if that makes it home or if he eats while driving. What do you think?
It did look good.
It did look really good.
His eyes lit up whenever he saw it.
Exactly. I eat a lot while driving. Do y'all ever do that?
No. Depends on what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
It does.
Especially if you get like fast food in the car, you sneak a few French fries.
Yeah. Or a Chopa Chop.
Or a burger.
From, like, Pollo Tropical. Comes in a bowl.
Oh.
You know, shovel it in.
Like, what's
I may have
chop,
done that
chop.
Today.
Chop, chop.
We are live at Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria, Bay Meadows and 295. Come by and hang out for $1 draft pints, half price 10-inch pizza, $10 for a 10-inch pizza, cheese pizza, and 10 wings, half off bottled beer and wine, and $1 Yinglings and Bud Light. I see several people are taking advantage of the specials.
Nice.
All right, ladies, the Jaguars head up to Foxborough this Sunday to play against Donna's New England Patriots. Let's talk about not, of course, what we hope happens, which would be like a 38-0 Jaguars win. But let's talk about realistically what we think will happen, starting with resident Patriots fan Donna Murphy.
Realistically, I know that you can look at all the teams that are on the Pats schedule and probably pinpoint, well, this is why he wants to run up the score. This is why he wants to run up the score. And you would think that, well, Jacksonville, you know, what's there to run up the score with? Mark Brunell was the first one to criticize him, the first one, and ridiculed him. And if you don't think that that might be just a little bit of, you know, locker room banter for him.
Evil in his eyes.
Right there, yeah. That's what I could see. So the defensive line for Buffalo is supposed to be strong. It is strong. And he picked apart their secondary. For Sergio's sake, I really hope that doesn't happen.
I was thinking about that.
I really hope it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But I do think it will. I do think
But they know. Like, they know who to look out for. I'm not saying that they're going to be able to stop them, but at least they're aware. They're not going to go in being like, well, hopefully right. we can do this.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all about their game plan. I mean, right. you can sit there and you can say, well, we're going to rush Brady, you know, four times. And then two more times, no, whatever. But the more you rush him, you literally have about 2 seconds to get to him because he gets the ball out almost before 2 seconds every time. And it's going somewhere. It's going to Edelman. It's going to Dobson. It's going to go to Gronk. You know, you got 2 seconds to get to him. So yep. I really hope it's a close game. I really, really hope it's a close game. Do I think it's going to be? No, I don't.
But do you agree with all of the New England fans that are out there saying it's like the fifth preseason game for mm-hmm. the Patriots?
No. Okay. No, because then they didn't watch what they just did to. And Miami's, to me, Miami and Jacksonville are a lot alike. They made a lot of the same mistakes. They made a lot of the same plays. I mean, it was 2020 till the end.
Yeah.
So they're very similar. But I just, I think they're oblivious if they think that this defense is anything but a pushover. So Jacksonville's going to give them a game. How long it lasts, I don't know.
Good assessment. Blythe?
Jags are 1-9 against the Patriots and haven't beaten them since 1999. I'm hoping that we don't lose by 20.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is a realist.
Let's just, I mean, you look at Brady and everything they went through in the offseason and Belichick, and they're defending champions for a reason. And it will be really interesting to see how our team stacks up against the best in the NFL. But with that said, Belichick, I said it earlier, Belichick has a way of taking away the best player on your team, and he'll probably do that to five of our best players on the team. And I hope it's not embarrassing.
I mean, someone tweeted it out with a picture, a close-up of Brady on the sidelines last week and said, that's pure evil behind
yes,
his eyes.
Yes.
And I'm so glad we don't have to face him. That's
true.
What he is out. He is Bud Adams, everybody. He is giving them the salute, mm-hmm. and he's like, the hell with you all. I'm going to score 40 points this week, you know.
And I like that attitude by them, but not against the Jets.
No, I know.
The only good thing that could come out of having the mentality that it's another preseason game is that they won't prepare as hard. I don't think that's going to happen. However, if their mentality is, oh, we're going to win, so whatever. You know, if we practice tomorrow and we don't go all the way, fine, whatever. That's not going to happen. Here's what I want. I want to leave Gillette Stadium with zero injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
all I want, okay? Losing by 20 points would obviously be terrible, but if everyone leaves healthy, you just move on. You just move on because we can't afford any more injuries.
Here's one of the things that the Patriots are very well known for. Finding guys and keeping guys, typically, that other teams don't.
Mm-hmm.
The player we just had on air, Sergio Brown, was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Patriots in 2010. They found him when many other teams wouldn't have found him.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to play a lot of special teams with the Colts, and then he moved on, of course, now to our Jaguars. That's what scares you about the Patriots, is they're able to replenish year after year with excellent talent evaluation. So how do the Jaguars combat that when they're really trying to rebuild? The answer is they don't. It's hopefully going to be a close game in the first half, maybe even to the third quarter. But there's no way that Brady doesn't pick apart this young defense. There's just no way. They're decimated basically on both sides of the ball with injuries, and they're trying to, you know, do as much as they can. But this is a team that has done what every other team has wanted to do several times. That's the problem. We're talking about an experienced veteran coach with experienced veteran quarterback and the best in the business. And no matter how hard the Jags fight, I can't foresee us coming within probably more than 10 points. Or less than 10 points.
But it will be really interesting to see how we stack up against them.
Absolutely.
For the future. You know,
certainly.
Maybe not this year, but next year. You know
certainly.
What I mean?
I love that the Jags played the Patriots the week before the Colts, because at this point, the Colts are beatable. And so having such a challenging game the week before could make them better suited to go up against the Colts.
The Colts could end up going, oh, and what, 4? Oh, and 5? Because, well, the Patriots have a bye week after this game, and then they go to Indy.
Oh, they're going to murder them.
And I'm sorry, Sergio Brown, but Indy started the whole mess last year. So you know that score will be ridiculous. So
that was interesting to hear his comments, too.
It
about
was.
It, that you can tell the difference between the footballs, because that's not what I've heard from, you know, all many other players in the league. That you couldn't tell, it doesn't make a difference.
I just, what'll be interesting is the linebacking core for both sides, because I think our Jags linebackers, Telvin Smith and Puz, I think they are.
Don't forget Scooter.
Scooter, yeah, I'm sorry. Best. Yes. The almighty Scooter. Scooter. You know, he is, his last name is perfect for New England, by the way.
Scooter.
No. I love it.
No,
but, the linebacking core between, you know, the Jags three and New England's, that to me is such a fun, I know they're not a matchup, but a comparison to see, you know, who's going to be able to rush, you know, the passer more. Who is going to get to Brady? You know, who's going to get to Bortles? That to me is what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the secondary so much. I'm looking at the Jaguars' offensive line to see how they can hold up against those linebackers.
Well, I think, to me, one of the best tests is going to be really do how we match up against Rob Gronkowski, the tight end from the New England Patriots. The Jaguars have struggled against stopping tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fact. So if we can figure out how to isolate him and keep him to a reasonable gain on each play, then I think we've prepared ourselves for the rest of the season going up against lesser tight ends, because obviously he's the best in the league.
And I know they haven't really studied and game planned for them really yet and done any of the practicing, but I know, you know, it's well known around the league that when you prepare for J.J. Watt, you have everybody, you know, standing up with rackets, batting, you know, the footballs down.
Sure.
Yeah. So what do you do? Do you send out, like, a robot or something? Like, you know, just the whole line that you have to push? What do you, like, how do you do it? Because no one was better than Rex Ryan. And, you know, comparing him, I don't know, send out King Kong. You know, I don't know how to defend him. And then, so it's just, I just wonder what the game plan is, what they do at practice.
And speaking of Sergio Brown, the safety for the Jaguars, and Rob Gronkowski, the tight end for the New England Patriots, Sergio and Gronk face each other, as he referenced earlier. And Mike Dorocco, ESPN reporter, was on one of our shows earlier today. It was XL Primetime with Cowart and Hacker and T-Wig. And he mentioned what he thought would happen this weekend with the Patriots and the Jags.
That's a really good team they're facing, and there's no way that you can stop Gronkowski. Short of him getting hurt, he's unstoppable.
What are you going to do, Mike, with him? Is that Sergio Brown? I mean, what do you think they are going to do?
If I'm the Jags, I'm not putting Sergio Brown on him, because the last time Sergio Brown was matched up on him, he got blocked into the stands.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm Sergio Brown, instead of saying, give me two claps, give me two more people.
Yeah.
And it's so true. I love it. If you don't, if nobody remembers the story, it was just so great last year when, you know, they were just, and Gronk said it, he was just yapping at me all game, which he admits that's what he does.
That's what he does.
He yaps at people all game, and it got to Gronk finally, and he literally picked him up and threw him out of the field. And he called it afterwards. Gronk said, well, I just threw him out of the club.
Right.
So,
which is so Gronk.
Love that.
Because, you know, he of course knows clubs and nightlife. That
you know, I will say he's growing on me.
Are you going to go on the party ship, the Gronk party ship?
I would like to. Yes.
Really?
Document it.
Yes, it would
as
be
a
fun.
Professional.
Okay. I would do it. You could document me being on that ship.
That will not be professional, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it wouldn't. It would be a blast.
All right. When we return, we are going to give some advice to J.J. Watt on dating and finding the love of his life, as only we women can.
Maybe he should go on the Gronk party ship.
That was one of my recommendations.
Oh, sorry.
No, it wasn't. You're listening to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreambinders Homes. Live from Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria on 1010X on 2.5 FM.
Jaguars football by women, for women, and men. Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
See, now, I know this is old school, but still this is relevant. I mean, come on. Jump, right?
I'm trying to get you guys used to listening to more modern music. And no,
I don't do that.
When I
don't.
Think of this movie, I think of Mrs. Doubtfire, like the opening scene of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my gosh, really? Yes. You don't think of Criss Cross.
No, I think of Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams, birthday party, jumping around. That's what I think of.
That's pretty funny.
And I was 10 years old when that movie came out.
Wow. I must have been not even born. Well, welcome back to Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes. We are here live Broadway Ristorante and Pizzeria off of 295 and Bay Meadows.
Okay, did y'all decide what pizza you want?
No, I told you to order. Did
you
order
did?
For us?
I ordered a salad for me.
What?
I didn't know what pizza y'all
Lame.
Wanted. Pizza ordering is very tricky.
Yeah, I'm sticking to my own. Sorry, ladies.
I was going to take stuff to go.
Okay, so you're getting to go. So y'all are ordering after the show, but there are a lot of good options. Amanda, you're basically stuck
Not that
with
anybody
me.
Cares okay. about what we're about to order.
I shared the appetizers.
No, they
anyway.
Do care what we are going to order. Are you kidding me? Food. All right, so we've talked Jaguars v. Patriots.
Yes.
We have not yet talked about our advice, our love advice, to J.J. Watt. For people who don't know, J.J. Watt this week basically came out and said that, yes, of course he wants a wife and he wants children, but he also needs to be in the right situation for that to happen because he's a little busy, which is understandable. And I completely agree with his comments. I was always of the mindset that while you're in school, you probably shouldn't date because you should be focused on school. That was just me.
That's good in theory.
Yeah, well, it worked out well.
I didn't know school was for learning. I'm sorry by that.
It worked out well if you ever look at my GPAs in high school and college. I definitely did not date. Let's just say that.
I had a good GPA.
Straight
Maybe some
A's.
People just multitask.
Well, clearly, some people can. I was not one of them. But so anyway, what advice would you give J.J. Watt, who has a legitimate concern that a woman's going to be after his money, his stature, and not necessarily his personality? What would you say, you know, that he should, what kind of questions should he ask a female? What kind of a relationship should he start if he is playing football?
I'm going to show you how well I do know music right now. Oh. And I think he should find himself a cheerleader. Does that work? someone that is independent.
Oh, man.
Someone that doesn't care if he's home or not.
Good.
You need someone that is not needy.
Yes, agreed.
Needy needs to go. So.
But how can you tell that on a first date? What advice would you give to J.J. Watt, who's on a first date or first couple dates, and he doesn't know if she's needy right now? She's putting on her best, you know, behavior, and she's looking her best, but she's not complaining about the fact that her heels are killing
her. Who can tell if there someone is for them or not on the first date?
Well, not the first. I'm saying the first few dates. Like, what kind of questions would you advise for
dating? I think he should do rapid dating.
Okay.
No.
Speed dating is what Donna votes for.
No.
All right.
JJ, listen up. You need to go to church, okay? Go to church. Find yourself a God-loving woman who doesn't want to date you for your money, and you're good. You're good to go. And that's
fine.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's fine.
Whoa.
That's fine.
So you go to church, you don't care about somebody's money?
Take me to church. I'll worship.
What I'm saying is, if you find a wholesome woman at church, chances are she's not going to date you because you are a wealthy NFL player.
Blythe, we are not wholesome women.
I know.
We are clearly not wholesome women.
I date for money. Apparently.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. But I do feel bad for JJ because that's hard, and I actually know a lot of, not personally, but a lot of famous athletes, professional athletes, end up marrying like their high school sweethearts mm-hmm. because they grew up with them. They knew them before all of the fame and the money, and so they know that they can trust
like your boyfriend.
Them.
Like Jordan Spieth
oh, yeah,
is still with his
so
high
famous
school.
And makes so much
well,
money.
What they do say too is after an athlete gets done playing, I think this is wise on JJ Watt's part, because after they get done playing, athletes have a divorce rate of close to 90%. And that the mentality Ooh. Of an athlete changes when they're not involved in that day-to-day, I guess, you know,
competition
right,
and grind,
you know, the
challenge,
locker room and everything that
passion.
Goes along with playing football or any other sport really. So I think he's got to do it like the rest of us. You got to date around and see what goes on. It's, if you click with somebody, you keep it going. If mm-hmm. it doesn't work, then you move on to the next. It's,
yeah.
It's
some, advice,
science.
Some advice it's that hard. I've received, and I'm not going to say who sent it to me, was basically sleep with the person, and then you can tell, you know,
that's
going
part of the checklist,
forward.
I think.
I'm not saying no to that one.
It's part of a checklist. It really
is. It is.
Hey, compatible there, check.
All right. I'm going to give JJ Watt some advice, and if I offend people, then so be it. And it goes back to a little bit of what we talked about with Sergio Brown. Check the girl's Instagram. More than likely, she's going to have an Instagram.
True.
Check it. If she has more than, like, I don't know, 5 pictures of just herself that she's posting, and depending on what she says about those pictures, you can tell if the woman's A, all about herself, mm-hmm. B, how much money she cares about, see what she's spending her money on. Instagram can tell you all of these
things.
Tell
you a lot of things.
Yeah,
like it.
So it's not that hard. So before she finds out that you're about to stalk her, because more than likely once
That's
you go on a date
do
with her,
you're
yeah, exactly. So before all that, like go on her stuff and
I like
you
it.
Know creep it out a little bit. Like check what she's liked. If she's liked all of the, and again, if I offend people, I'm sorry. If she's liked all the Louis Vuitton posts in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Chances are she likes money. It's not that hard. Now, granted, you have money. That may work. If she's not obsessed with it and she's not all about herself, then that's
But you don't
perfectly.
Know, JJ might not care if he dates someone that likes money.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. It's not all about
right,
that.
But if the pictures are maybe all of her, say, scantily clad.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's more than, I don't know, 20.
Right.
There might be issues.
Hey, look at me in my new workout gear. Right. Not you, Amanda, in your workout pants for your late night
Instagram models need love, too.
They do. There are famous Instagram models,
Rick Ross
you know.
Just got married to an Instagram model.
See? And this proves my point.
The dreams do
my
come
point,
true.
My point, not your point. 90%.
Dreams do come true.
No, I think there's other ways to tell, too. Like, ask her about herself.
Yeah.
You know, recently...
But when does he have time to do all of this?
Oh, and
you
I'm
guys?
Not saying during the season. Okay. Obviously, there's an off season that he has time.
The
off more
season
time.
Is for dating.
The off season
that's
is
when you find your wife.
No, or it can be after football. That's fine too.
Why doesn't he go on that show Gronk was on, where you find your mate?
Or the
he
Bachelor.
Should be the next Bachelor.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because those always work out real well.
But you have 25 women in front of you. You just pick.
It's 25
easy.
Women
right
that
there.
Are probably obsessed with themselves.
Yes, that's true. Right? Do they go to church? That's the question. That's the question that we must
Who's
ask for JJ Watt.
A hockey player, Jagr, just got wrapped up in a little, not really a controversial topic, but he ended up sleeping with a, you know, a 19, 20-year-old girl, and she took one of the post selfies of them in bed.
Yeah,
and she threatened to take it online,
that.
And he said, I don't care.
That's nasty.
Social media
nasty.
Can get you in trouble.
I know.
Nasty. And that chick, she was dating a Czechoslovakian player as well. So he found out.
I don't understand the point. What is the point of that picture? Didn't a baseball player have that?
Edelman. It happened to Edelman after the Super Bowl.
Your boy.
That's just gross.
By the way,
girl
Edelman
took a picture of them in bed while he was sleeping. So it's tough for athletes. They gotta be. They always gotta be on the lookout.
Sure. I think the other thing, as far as advice goes, is. meet her friends, meet her family, like get to know who she really is.
You have to find
the
girl first.
With. Well, sure. I'm just saying advice on JJ's concern that she's going to be. Yeah. Once you find someone and like you get along, how do you kind of get underneath?
He might also need someone that doesn't like sports because then she won't care about him being such a big name in the sports world.
Maybe.
Or she understands it. Or she's like us and who likes it and understands it.
Right.
But is not like, oh my God, you're J.J. Watt.
Right.
You know? Do you guys agree with that narrative that came out of Hard Knocks that J.J. Watt just looks for the limelight? Like he just looks for the camera and looks to put on a show for the camera?
I don't think so. I don't get that.
Yes and no. I'd say both. I mean, I don't think to a point where it's detracting from his professionalism on and off the field. But, yeah, of course.
I think Jameis Winston does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does that in a heartbeat.
Well, speaking of Florida State players, we, ladies and gentlemen, have an injury update brought to you by Fair and Fair regarding one former Florida State player.
The personal injury attorneys of Farrah and Farrah present this injury update. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family since 1979.
Today, the Jaguars have placed wide receiver Rashad Greene on the IR designated to return list. Greene injured his thumb in week 2, and he had successful surgery this morning to repair a ligament in his right thumb. He is eligible to return to practice in November.
Which is good news in the sense that he's able to return. Obviously not great news because he is a rookie and he's still getting used to playing at the speed of the NFL and all that jazz. Well, ladies, our time here at Broadway Restaurante and Pizzeria is almost coming in, right? Like, you know, our show expanded to 2 hours a couple weeks ago, and I almost feel like the 2 hours goes faster than the 1 hour
did. It
totally
does.
How
so
is that possible?
It has to be a daily show, is what you're saying.
A daily show is what all of us have time for in our regular, everyday lives.
We can make
Speaking of that, by the way, this Friday night, September 25th, UNF versus JU Volleyball. That is the River City Rumble Volleyball Edition. It is taking place at UNF Arena. Come out 7 p.m. Support either side. Of course, if you're friends with me and you want to continue to be friends with me, you'll support North Florida. But
I put them in my updates.
Just come on out. Thank you. Yes, you have put them in there, your updates. And then Sunday night, men's soccer, September 27th, we'll be taking on Georgia Southern. And it is Armada and JFC night. So if you're either a part of the JFC, you can wear your club jersey, get in for $2. Or if you have an Armada ticket stub or Armada gear, you can get in for $2.
Yeah, because the Armada play Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
And they do. And speaking of the Armada, our men's soccer team will be recognized at that Armada game. Nice little partnership there.
Nice.
And so, yeah, head on out to any of or all of those events, and I will certainly see you there. All right, when we do return, we will check in with Fat Tony. Thanks again for listening to Helmets and Heels, and thanks again to Sergio Brown, Jaguar Safety, for joining us. We are Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes on 1010XL on 2.5 FM.